I'm Mark Scott. Today we welcome Buffalo Spree editor Elizabeth Licata and one of her freelance writers, Kevin Purdy.
Hi, Mark. Thanks for having us again.
Thank you.
Kevin, you wrote an article for the May issue about a previously unknown social club in Buffalo known as the Peck Club. Now, you wrote, how could a vast majority of residents so finely attuned to the city's history know nothing about it? And you can count me among the ignorant. I once wrote a year-by-year history of Buffalo for the city's sesquicentennial in 1982. I'd like to think I know about Buffalo, but in this case, I don't. So tell us about the Pack Club.
Well, it's a physically, it's a white building on Elmwood Avenue between Allen and North Streets, and I've passed it probably in excess of 500 times, and you would never know it. It's a squat little building, no face facing Elmwood, and I don't even know what it looks like inside because I obviously was not invited in. But it's basically a social club with 52 members, like a pack of cards, and the head of it is called the Ace, and you know, so on and so forth down. And it's an offshoot of the Saturn Club originally.
Now, the only evidence that you found in researching your story that this club exists is through tax filings.
That's the most official thing I have. They're a registered nonprofit social organization that's called the PAC Corp. But everything else about it is, you know, either I had to find people to confirm to me that it existed. I had to email my editor, Elizabeth, here and just let her know, like, I almost have proof that it's real. Like, I almost have proof that this is not a giant, elaborate, practical joke someone's playing on me. But yeah, it exists only for its members and a staff of one who manages the club. And it basically, at its heart, its function is for people to get together, play cards, have lunch, and, you know, be part of a very exclusive group. And it is a very exclusive group.
And if you want to become a member, how do you do that?
Invite only. And so basically it's attrition. Members pass away and you'll see references to the PAC Club in the Buffalo News, although in digging through the archives at the library, the news, our own archives at Spree, I never really saw an article about the PAC Club itself. Referenced in obituaries, but never quite referenced. So member passes on, you get a tap or a nod, and I imagine it's pretty familial, the generation to generation.
So you traced its roots to the Saturn Club, which is well known in Buffalo. So what happened way back when? Was there a dispute and they decided to form their own club?
Again, if you can't barely prove that the club exists, it's pretty hard to track down the origin story. But the two best guesses I have, which is never a position I like to be in, flipping a coin. But basically, one is that from a friend of a friend said that, you know, with a member said that basically the Saturn Club at that point had grown to something like 300 members, Elizabeth?
I think so, or even better.
In the 30s, 40s, or whatnot, it had grown to about, roughly 300, 400 members. It started off, and the Saturn Club itself was an offshoot of the Buffalo Club. People thought that the Buffalo Club had become too formal, too stuffy, and so they started a very collegiate-minded social group, the Saturn Club. And then I think the PAC Club was kind of seems like the opposite thing, where they wanted to have a more exclusive, you know, less wide-open club. That, and it also followed a pretty famous Prohibition-era raid on the Saturn Club, which itself might have forced some people who wanted to quietly have drinks and cards into a new organization. But again, you know, no official PAC Club history is written that I can get access to.
Now, you mention only one name in your article, and that is the name of the current president that you found in the club's tax records, mm-hmm. Charles Kreiner Jr. I'm not familiar with this gentleman. You reference a treasurer from a couple of years ago and someone you could identify who you saw entering the club, but no names were mentioned.
Sure.
Why? Just didn't want to intrude on their privacy?
Well, kind of. It's hard to... The PAC Club has not done anything wrong.
No, it didn't... Kevin and I discussed this, and there really didn't seem to be a reason. We're not exposing anyone. There's nothing illegal or wrong, or no one's offending anything. And we just think it's interesting that it's a secret little club. But if people don't want their names known, we don't really feel as though it's our business to expose them. It was not the purpose of the article.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Generally, though, members of PAC Club are pretty prominent members of the Buffalo Society. They're almost always executive or owner or leader of a business in Buffalo. often philanthropists. And if you go through the Buffalo News Archives, you can see quite a few of them. You know, Charles Goodyear Jr., I think, was a member. He's pretty well known around the area, as are others. But yeah, generally, we wanted to tell you a story about this club that existed. We did feel the need to, you know, out every single member.
Well, you already mentioned them, the Buffalo Club and Saturn Club, in addition to the many country clubs in our region. Elizabeth, how important are these clubs to the fabric of our region?
I think they're very important for many, many different reasons. Now, the Buffalo Club, as we all know, is a place where many of the big movers and shakers, who may also belong to the PAC Club, gather. They have discussions. They have lunches, although you're not allowed to have any business papers at the lunch table at most clubs. This is where people network. They do informal network, and sometimes important decisions are made. So that's one thing. And then let's not forget that the clubs provide wonderful entertainment and recreation facilities for their members. The 20th Century Club, to which I belong, they have every Wednesday, and this has gone on since 1894 when it was founded, they bring in someone to lecture. And then there's a Q&A, so it's an educational thing. It's an exchanging of ideas. And we also have evening events. So they're social, they're professional networking, and they're a way you belong. There's a great emotional investment in a club for many members. It means a lot to them that they belong to the club. And in fact, you're literally invested, because sometimes it's in the bylaws that if they need some money to fix something, you'll be assessed. You have no choice. Mm-hmm. So you're invested.
Did you know of the PAC Club before Kevin came to you with this idea?
I can't believe I didn't know about it. I live in Allentown, and if he's passed it 500 times, I've passed it 5,000 times, because I've lived in Allen for 13 years. I do know all about the Saturn Club, and I'm not surprised, given the Saturn Club's origins. It really was about the cards and about, in the early days, about drinking and about guys getting together. So it makes perfect sense to me that after the Saturn Club, well, you know, after a while, all these clubs began to admit women, and they really became places where families could come. You know, the Saturn Club now is a wonderful facility. It has a bowling alley. It has a pool. It has fitness. There's another, you know, reason that clubs exist. People get together for Friday night dinners, and it's much more of a staid, you know, G-rated place. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying that the PAC Club is R-rated, but I think some of that whole sense of guys getting together where no one could bother them, sort of the secret little club where they can play cards and just forget everything else about their life for a while, maybe that was lost, and so I can see where the PAC Club would have formed.
I think she got it right, pretty much.
Yeah. Can we assume it is just guys?
I haven't been able to find a female name from what the names I've been able to dig up. So I can't, beyond guessing, though, I can say for sure.
Yeah. Have you, what has been the reaction that you've received? Have you gotten any angry phone calls from people saying, why'd you tell anybody about this?
If I ever apply for a loan and it just doesn't make sense why it doesn't come up, I guess I'll know, but.
I don't know. I mean, I have to assume that I know some members of the PAC Club, and I'm positive that our publisher Larry Levitt knows members of the PAC Club, so he might be hearing from it. But there's nothing really malicious about publishing the article, or it's just fascinating. It's a fascinating aspect of Buffalo life, and I have gotten a very interesting email just today responding to the PAC Club article that I'd love to share if
sure.
I could.
Mm-hmm.
And I won't use the names. I thoroughly enjoyed the article in the PAC Club. My grandfather used to make lunch for the members back in the 30s. The family story was that he used to bring his pots and pans from home, and that Grandma would get very upset because he would never bring the pots back home. I found in some family papers a small envelope marked with PAC Corporation. Inside was my grandfather's Social Security card. My father always said it was a very private club for the movers and shakers of Buffalo, and that his dad never talked about the members. And then she goes on to talk about what her grandfather did afterwards. Yeah. After finding the Social Security card, I tried to get some information on the PAC Club by writing to the manager. I never did hear back from him. So thank you for this wonderful article about the club. So I think we were able to maybe shed some light, more light on it than she had, even though her grandfather worked there.
I hope I didn't give you the impression I'm looking for some investigative thing here, because I thought it was a great article, too. Just the mystery about it all that still exists. I mean, after the article is published, we still don't know a lot. A lot more unanswered questions than answered questions here.
Well, I think one of the things we try to do at Spree, you know, here comes my little Spree commercial, but we try to do is entertain people and introduce them to aspects of Buffalo that they may not have known about. And also, as Kevin has done so wonderfully, write about them in a way that is not repertorial, that is not newspaper writing, but that is rather magazine writing. And I think that the way that he did it is really the kind of sort of magazine slash feature essay that I only a you know, a publication like Spree could do, or it would be their mission to do.
I was just fascinated that I could call 20 people in Buffalo and not a single one of them would call me back. I mean, if you call 20 random people in Buffalo, two of them would call you back and be like, why'd you call me? But the Pack Club is such a – I love it because they just have it on such lock, as they say these days. Like nobody calls you back. Their policy is just to not talk about it, and it doesn't even really have a front door. It's amazing to me.
So the bottom line is we don't know if this is a club where important – business decisions are made, or if it's just a place for 52 individuals to have lunch and play cards.
Sure. You'll have to just hang your hat on that, I guess. That's all we have.
I wouldn't want my husband to be a member of it. I don't like all that sitting. It's not very healthy. Like, if they had at least a foosball table or a pool table or something, that might be better.
And maybe they do, again.
Who knows? We don't know. We don't know.
Well, Elizabeth, the May edition of Buffalo Spree has the official ballot for your readers to vote for the Best of Western New York. What do readers need to do to participate?
All they need to do is go to our website, buffalospree.com, click on the Best of Western New York. It's got a little Facebook-like symbol on it, and fill out the ballot. And they only really have about another week to do so.
Is that one of the more popular things you do each year, the Best of?
It's a big deal. Yeah. For City Regional magazines, it's something that they do. The difference is that with City and Regional magazines, we combine the poll results with panel results with experts. And that's expected of us. We use the expertise of our writers, people like Kevin, to give their opinions. So it is not only the poll results report. poll results.
Yeah. Yeah,
that make up the who actually wins.
Yeah, and when will the final results appear? Then
the final results will appear in our July issue, and we also will have a best of party in the last week of June.
Elizabeth and Kevin, thanks for coming in.
Thanks so much, Mark.
Thank you for having us.
Elizabeth Licata is editor of Buffalo Spree, and writer and tech expert Kevin Purdy is founder of TEDx Buffalo. Mark Scott, WBFO News.